the forum in Devonport today, how did it go?
Very well. We had a good turnout, strong representation across charity and community groups, as well as a good handful of pensioners. And we also had a couple of groups representing and providing a voice for younger Australians who are after native statements and bills as well.
Yeah, I guess some younger part members of the society that may be a little bit disadvantaged, they may not have, not everyone can afford a laptop or an iPhone, so they might be happy to get their bills sent them in the mail, but then they can't afford to be slugged $2 or $3 for everyone that comes through, because if you get two bills a week, then it's a couple hundred dollars, $300 over the course of a year, or more actually.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, you're looking, they have internet in your home. Australia has a bit of a serious internet affordability issue. You're looking about $30 to $60, if not more. And now if it seems if you ask for a paper bill, you can be $250 to $300 a year, which, you know, when you're starting out or when you're on a pension or a new start allowance, there's not much else left in the kitty, and to have that slogged at you is a bit unfair.
Yeah, that extra $3 or $4 a week can make or break the situation for a lot of people. Anne Urquhart, the senator I mentioned, she was on this morning talking to Brian Carlton on his program, and again she said the same thing to you, that it affects not only elderly people that aren't computer literate, but younger people who can't afford them. And what came out of that discussion, I think Brian had a couple of callers afterwards, and I don't know whether you heard them or not, but one of the things they said was that Telstra, apparently, if you're on a pension and you ask them, they will take the fee away, but they don't advertise that sort of thing. And I guess a lot of companies that are multinationals are making a lot of money out of these little fees here and there, aren't they?
Well, there's a couple of things. Look, we applaud companies who offer exemptions. However, we believe that it really should be a choice, and a choice without explanation. So, you know, it's not up to Telstra or any other private company to determine how vulnerable I am as a citizen. You know, that to do that, they're asking for a lot of information, a lot of privacy information, and we don't think it should come down to that. It should come down to our rights as Australians to make the choice, have a choice without penalty. Second to that is that often they're not promoting it. And they're also not promoting that even though the cost might be $2.20, that they're charging their customers. We've done some studies that show that it actually costs them about 88 cents. So there's a bit of a gap, and we want to know why there is a gap.
Exactly. How do you overcome it, though? Can you make the or ask the government to legislate it against it, or is it just fully determined by the motivation, I guess, and the morals of each particular company?
At the moment, it is down to corporate social responsibility. However, the Keep Me Posted campaign spent last week in Canberra and continues to lobby the politicians. We're submitting putting in a submission for the Australian Consumer Law Review, and we'll be asking for this to be remedied so that the law protects the citizens. In the interim, we're calling on the big companies to do the right thing.
Yep, they need to. Now, the meeting this morning in Devonport, I don't imagine it will be any different to dozens of others you've attended across the nation. It's the same stories all over, wherever you go?
It's a consistent feedback. Australians aren't happy about it. A lot of Australians have, you know, first-hand experience across all the demographics, young, old, disabled, people under carers, pensions and so forth. Everyone seems to have a story about it, and everyone just sees it as something that's intrinsically unfair.
Yep, it is unfair, and hopefully you know, the campaign gets more legs, and hopefully you know the protests don't fall on deaf ears. And meetings like we had today will also let people know that their rights as consumers too. I can tell you've got a bit of a croaky voice there, Kelly. I know you've had a tough day, so I'll let you go. Thanks for your time today. Very much on that.
Thank you very much.